Compression in the song. The room is entered through a wide doorway in the bookshop. The walls in the exhibition space are painted dark grey. There are scuffs and scratches in the paint, and a thin residue of building dust lines the edges of the room. Directly in front of us, a rectangular column extends from floor to ceiling and obscures our view of the room. The column is 40 centimeters wide by 50 centimeters deep. The height of the room is 2 meters and 30 centimeters. The column is constructed from pieces of plasterboard and plywood, which the artist has cut from the gallery walls. The plasterboard pieces are therefore the same color gray as the walls, with dusty fingerprints around their edges. The plywood pieces show evidence of sun bleaching. The inverted shadow of a stud frame is visible on the back of the first column. A long gray wall to the right of the entrance has large rectangular pieces removed from the top half of the wall. A hollow cavity behind the wall reveals items that were previously hidden out of sight. There is a working boiler, some leaning scraps of wood, and a projector screen. The furthest wall of the gallery from the entrance has more rectangular pieces extracted, this time from the base of the wall. These cuts have uncovered a window and a radiator. Illuminated cobwebs suspend pieces of sawdust. Indirect sunlight bleeds into the shadowy room. All the light bulbs in the ceiling have been removed apart from two. Each remaining fluorescent tube enters a column. Outside of the columns, the bulbs are painted grey, so that light travels down the hollow in the column and illuminates the transparent slices. Slotted into the center of the first column is a rectangular tray made from 5 millimeter thick clear acrylic plastic sheet. The tray is 12 centimeters high and the same width and depth as the column into which it is embedded. Inside the trays, the same acrylic material delineates an architectural space. In the first tray, three circular steps lead up to a series of horizontal planes that suggest public or municipal spaces. However, in this fictional space, there are no figures and no decorative details. The tray is filled with a clear liquid that appears viscous. This liquid is mineral oil, a byproduct of petroleum distillation. The whole tray and its contents are transparent. Light refracts through them. The second column is diagonally opposite the entrance, in front of the rear wall in which the window has been uncovered. It is slightly narrower than the first column, also extending from floor to ceiling, with another glowing transparent slice. Inside this tray, two sets of steps lead up to a horizontal plane. A pedestal with a curved front is in the center. Another set of steps leads up from this level and ends at the edge of the tray. In an alcove of the exhibition space that leads to a fire exit, plant matter hangs upside down in bunches to dry, diffusing the sunlight from behind drawn white blinds. There is a smell, similar to cut grass, but sweeter. These bunches have been harvested by the artist from a field behind the gallery. The plant hanging is the medicinal weed known as cleavers, scientific name Galium aparine. During the show, the dried herbs will be collected in paper bags and given away to visitors for medicinal purposes. Leaving the gallery, we re-enter the bookshop. There is a black cube monitor in the bookshop which is playing a video. A hand slowly rotates a transparent cup full of dead insects on a sunny day. The video is cropped so that the sun illuminates the iridescent and colorful bodies of the insects, and they appear like glittering jewels in crisp focus. At the bottom of the cup is a layer of gray dust, evidence that the insects are slowly decomposing. There is no sound apart from the fingers moving around the plastic cup.